This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I don't know why, but the cows are in a funny mood this morning.
Yeah, how do you mean?
Oh, a bit restless. Kicking off their clusters, that sort of thing.
Time of the month, maybe.
Toby, that isn't the only reason girls have moods, you know.
Have you seen this rehearsal schedule?
Yeah, it's pretty intense, isn't it?
Hmm. Linda reckons there's a lot to catch up on, but I still don't understand why I have to go to so many rehearsals when the goose doesn't say anything.
Because you've got to know where to stand and move, I assume.
Yeah. Do you reckon it's going to be any good?
Oh, yeah. Linda usually manages to pull it all together.
It's a bit different to calendar girls.
What? No nudity, you mean?
No. Although I could always pose as Gander Man.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you? You said the read-through went pretty well on Friday.
It helped having the gin tasting before it.
Oh, talking of gin, when's the next batch ready?
Wednesday or Thursday, I reckon.
Okay.
I was thinking, once we're properly up and running, we're going to need more of this equipment.
No, hang on, Toby. We haven't exactly got unlimited space here.
No, but we'll have to think about it.
It's stir-up Sunday today.
What's that?
Didn't you do it as kids?
No.
It was when you make the Christmas pudding and everyone takes a turn to stir the ingredients and make a wish. It's a family tradition.
Sounds a bit weird to me. And why do it so early? There's weeks to go, yeah?
Well, it's to give it more flavour. Let the alcohol soak through.
Oh, I get it. Another drunken archer's tradition.
It's always done on the Sunday before Advent. Mum's been going on at me to join in with it this year.
Why?
Well, because Gran really loves it. And Mum thinks it'll help us make up.
Well, it's up to you. Well, I wouldn't bother.
I feel a bit too old for it, really. And I haven't got time.
Oh, did you get the money out, by the way?
No. Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, Pip.
I'll do it later, I promise.
Well, I'm sorry to keep asking, but you know I've got a cash flow problem at the moment.
I know.
Once the gin takes off, it won't be an issue. You'll be a kept woman.
Yeah, right.
Now, don't worry, I'll get a job before then, I promise.
Good.
But in the meantime, now you've done the milking, how about coming back to bed?
Much as I'd love to, Toby, I need to get over to the Herbal Lace.
Spoil sport.
One of us has got to keep working, haven't we?
Mm.
Sadly, promises don't pay bills.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Ian and I got you a card and a little something to lift the spirits.
Oh, was that whiskey? How kind. Oh, Japanese.
Yeah, I thought it wouldn't do you any harm to try something a little different.
Oh, if you say so.
So, have you got anything exciting planned for today?
No, not especially. We'll be out for dinner tonight.
Hi, you two. Isn't it a bit early to start on the whiskey?
It's his birthday, Pip. I've given him a rare treat.
Rare indeed when it's Japanese.
Oh, happy birthday, Brian. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm off to move the cattle.
OK, catch you later.
Will do.
Actually, Adam, there's something I wanted to talk about.
Oh, what's that?
The mob grazing.
Can we talk about it later?
If you like, but the farm walk did rather bring things to a head.
In what way?
All this airy-fairy stuff about benefiting the soil, I'm not sure I buy any of it.
But we've talked this through so many times, you know all the pluses.
I know what the theory is, but none of it's proven, not in the long term. And in the short
term... So what are you saying?
Well, I think we should consider winding it up.
You're joking.
I'm prepared to let the Lays run on over the rest of the winter.
That's very generous of you.
But from next spring, if they don't prove their worth, they're going to have to be sprayed off and sown to cereals.
You can't do this.
I'm also concerned about how the no-till fields are going to turn out.
Has Rob been sticking his oar in again?
This has nothing to do with Rob. I'm talking about our land, not the estates. Although, obviously, that's under review as well.
But why come up with this now?
Well, that event of yours last Thursday clarified matters for me, that's all.
Weren't you listening to all the positive comments we got?
Yes, but they were all converts to the cause.
No, that's not entirely true.
Besides, what a random group of farmers think isn't relevant as far as I'm concerned.
I haven't got time for this now, Brian. But we'll talk again later.
Oh,
Just look at him. He's having such a lovely time.
Oh, well done, Jack.
He loves the sound of that one, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, just think, he's going to be 6 months old tomorrow.
I can't believe it.
His life's changed so much. All our lives have.
Yeah. So, Rob's coming over this afternoon?
Yep, usual time. What about reading the psychologist's report then?
Oh, do we have to, Mum?
Look, we can't keep putting it off.
No, I suppose not. Henry's over at Grange Farm playing with Kira, so...
Exactly. It'll be nice and quiet.
Daddy and Clary's wedding anniversary tomorrow.
Clary wasn't even sure he'd remembered.
Well, he has. He asked me to give her the day off.
Oh, I hope he's got something nice lined up.
Well, he says he has, but he wouldn't tell me what it was.
A surprise, then.
A day out with the ferrets.
Well, that's the sort of thing Joe would do.
Oh, he's really looking around, taking everything in.
Well, they say that's a sign of intelligence.
Let's hope today isn't like it was on Wednesday. He was so upset after seeing Rob.
Well, to be fair, he was upset before with his teething.
Well, I know, but Dad said he'd just let him cry all the time.
It certainly took a long time to calm him down.
Wish we could just be rid of Rob altogether.
Well, hopefully we won't see so much of him now he's moved out of the village.
I wouldn't bet on it. He's never going to make our lives easier, is he?
Let's just see what the psychologist has to say about him.
As if that'll make any difference.
No, it might. We've got to keep optimistic, Helen. Hi, Toby.
Are you in a better mood now?
What?
I said, have the cows perked up since this morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're fine now.
I've just been to see your dad.
Have you?
I asked him if he'd got any work going.
And what did he say?
In a word, no.
A hard luck.
He said there wasn't anything.
That's probably true.
But even if there was, I don't know anything about farming.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
He also said he reckoned there must have been a good reason why Rex sacked me.
Well, it's none of his business.
Basically, he thinks I'm a freeloader.
Don't take that to heart. Dad can be really narky sometimes, even when it's not your fault.
How do you mean?
Well, he's pretty hacked off with Kenton at the moment for whizzing off to a 5-star hotel when he's still massively in debt to my mum and dad.
Right.
And he's not exactly impressed with Josh either.
Well, anyway, it's more personal with me.
Look.
As far as your dad and Gran are concerned, I'm just not good enough for you.
That's rubbish.
It's what they think, though. You should have seen the filthy look your Gran gave me while she was stirring the pudding with Ben.
Well, it's probably because Ben said something stupid.
No, it was clearly aimed at me.
Well, at least Mum's not against you.
Yeah, not so much, maybe.
And as for the others, they just don't appreciate what you're capable of.
Yeah, right.
So it may take time, Toby, but they'll accept you in the end.
How do you work that one out?
Well, because I'm not giving up on you. So they're going to have to come round, aren't they? It's very thorough.
It's strange, reading what someone else thinks about Rob.
Well, the psychologist seems to have accepted a lot of what you've said.
Well, we can tell she's met him too, though. She's really worked him out.
Yeah, she has.
It's her job, of course. She can be objective in a way we never could.
Do you want another cup of tea?
No, I've had enough, thanks. At least till Dad comes back with Jack.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I thought I'd find it much harder to read.
It's still not easy.
Well, the clinical language helps.
I know what you mean.
The subject has narcissistic and dissocial personality features.
You got that right.
Oh, listen to this. His manner is self-important, grandiose and entitled. He's exploitative with a callous unconcern about the feelings of others or the consequences of his actions.
Oh, Helen.
It seems so obvious now. But why couldn't I see it then?
I keep asking myself the same thing.
We only saw what we wanted to see.
Yes, we did.
He projects blame, remains harmful to the well-being of others, but feels resentful and unappreciated.
Well, it's good that she's spelling it out for the rest of the world to see.
Oh, who's that?
Hang on, Helen. Have a look at this.
Number withheld.
Go on, read it for yourself. Where it says contact should continue...
Okay. Contact should continue to be supervised, but I would recommend that due to the level of risk of emotional and psychological harm which Mr. Titchener poses, future contact should be infrequent and limited to perhaps once a month. Further, this should be carefully monitored and, if necessary, reduced, taking account of any perceived deleterious effects resulting from contact.
Can you believe it?
Do you really think that'll happen?
Well, why not? I mean, that's the whole point of the report, isn't it? A professional giving her expert opinion.
Oh, Mum. But it is only a recommendation.
I know, but...
And for all we know, the judge might not agree.
I thought you'd gone home.
I did. But I couldn't just leave it.
Well, whatever it is, you better make it quick, because we're off to the restaurant in a minute.
You can't just pull the plug on the mob grazing. A lot of farmers think this is a massively important piece of work.
What, your few little acres? Come on.
This country's soils are in a bad way, and no one seems to have any answers, certainly not the industry.
Adam, you're overstating the case.
No, I'm not, Brian. What we're pioneering here is a viable alternative to the current unsustainable system of arable farming.
Well, I can see it might be of some use in that sense, but... It's hardly our place to be doing it. That's a job for proper research.
But who else is doing that proper research?
You tell me.
Nobody, that's who.
Well, that hardly justifies making us the guinea pigs for an unproven theory.
But if anyone's going to find the answers, it has to be farmers like us.
No, Adam, it doesn't.
Why not?
Because we can't afford it.
So you keep saying.
And it's true. Our current income is too low because of the way crop prices have been going.
Which is a global issue.
So we have to stick to what we know best. Optimising our output using a system that we know works. And that means high inputs.
Unbelievable.
I know you'd like to, but we can't keep carrying on with it once the initial trial period's up.
Then you've made the decision already?
I'm sorry, Adam, but your mother and I have to get going. Jenny! You need to get a move on or we're going to be late.
You haven't answered my question.
No. Well, let's just say that the mob grazing and herbal lays are on borrowed time, shall we?
Morning, love. Happy anniversary, Clary.
That's nice. Happy anniversary to you too.
Oh, I got you a card and prezzy.
There was me thinking you'd probably forgotten.
Of course not. Sorry it's not wrapped.
Oh, that's the biggest seashell I've ever seen, Eddie.
It's a conch. Nearest thing to coral I could get.
I thought it was jade. That's why I got these.
Cufflinks? Are they real jade?
Of course.
Well, they're beautiful, Clary. Oh, come here.
I know you don't wear cufflinks much.
Oh, wear them all day. But they must have cost a fortune.
No, Fallon found them for me.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, part of a job lot, so she said.
They're beautiful and so green.
Anyway, it's time to get up. And then it's off to work.
Not today, love.
What do you mean?
You got the day off.
Oh, don't be silly, Eddie.
Straight up. I've arranged it with Helen. We're going on a trip.
Where?
Put that conch to your ear and it'll give you a clue.
You polished that off quick, Clary.
Oh, such a treat having breakfast cooked for me.
You deserve it.
You sure everything's okay with Pat and Helen?
Oh, yes, love. They said they wouldn't sack you just this once.
They wouldn't dare. That dairy would grind to a halt without you and Mum.
Well, I never take a day off normally.
Well, this ain't normal. It's special.
And you're sure we can afford it? I mean, we've got the rent coming up on Saturday.
Don't worry. We've got enough for that.
So long as you're sure.
Oh, we're not doing a Kenton, splashing out in five-star hotels like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be even better than that.
Morning, all.
Oh, morning, Joe. Your breakfast on the table.
Oh, Tom. And many happy returns to the happy couple.
Thanks, Joe.
You sound cheerful, Dad.
I just checked up on Bartleby, and he's looking better than ever.
Oh, that new vet did a good job.
She certainly did.
Oh, before he forgets, that bloke from Cleveland's you've been doing that job for...
Well, Mr. Jackson?
He phoned up wanting to know what time you was starting today, but I said you won, because you're taking Clary.
Hey, Joe. It's a secret, remember?
I know it's a seaside, but he won't tell me which one.
Ah, right, though.
Any route, we'd better make a start, seeing as we've got a way to go.
Well, shall I do the washing up first?
No, this is your day off from everything.
Yeah, off you go, love. And wait for me in the van. I'll be out in a minute.
Well, if you insist. Oh, not used to this at all.
Now, you want to make the most of it, Clary.
Oh, I will, Joe. Don't you worry, I will.
Right. Mm. Is everything okay for tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Nick's coming round in a bit to help.
Will you be ready too, Dad?
I will.
Right. Smashing. That's it then.
Oh, I put the picnic hamper in the back of the van.
You're in a picnic this time of year?
Yeah. It's going to be dead romantic.
Of course it is. And cheap. Cheers, Emma, love. See you later.
Oh, I love the cufflinks, by the way.
Hey, don't forget to bring us back a stick of rock.
If we're going to Weston, we should have gone the other way.
Keep guessing.
Is it Wales?
Where are you always going on about? That your mum and dad took you when you was a kid.
It's never Barmouth, is it?
Could be.
Oh, Eddie, I haven't been there for years.
And it's about time we put that right.
Sort of rain gets into everything.
Lord Arthur was on top form today.
Yes, it was a jolly nice lunch. Oh, hello, Adam.
Hi, Mum.
What are you doing lurking out here?
I want to talk to both of you.
Oh, what is it this time?
Same as yesterday, the herbal lays. I want to hear what Mum thinks.
See if you can rope her in on your side, you mean?
I think she has a right to hear what you've been saying.
And I'd love to hear it, but can we please go inside after the rain?
Oh, this is wonderful. I feel like a million miles away from work.
You're enjoying yourself then?
Oh, it's the best surprise I've had in years.
Good.
The lovely picnic in the van.
Yeah, Emma did a good job on that.
And to cap it all, playing penny falls in the amusement arcade. I can still see the grin on Dad's face the one time the pennies all crashed over the edge.
How often did you come here?
Don't remember exactly. Quite a few times. Oh, and it's really lovely when the sun's shining and you can go on the little railway.
We'll have to come back in the summer.
I'd love to. Then we could go on the donkeys and all. Ooh!
You fancy an ice cream?
Bit cold for that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Wouldn't mind a bag of chips, though, just to keep warm.
Chips it is, then. Come on.
But you must see how important this work is. Oh,
so you keep saying.
Oh, let him finish, darling.
Oh, come on, Jenny. I know you're bound to be partial.
Oh, I am not being partial.
The whole point is these things take time. Both the herbal lays and the no-till. They can only prove their worth in the long term.
Exactly, Brian.
But we can't afford to wait that long. And whatever Adam says, there are no guarantees. It's experimental work at best.
But if no one did experiments, nothing would ever change.
Oh, not you as well.
And you have to admit that Adam really is doing pioneering work on soils.
He's hardly got a monopoly on it, though.
Oh, but at the very least, I don't see why you can't let him carry on for another year. And then you'll have a much better idea whether it's going to work or not.
Exactly. You knew your mother was going to be on your side, didn't you?
Yeah, only because she listens to what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not buying it. The bottom line has to be keeping this farm in business.
And you think I can't?
We can't afford any more of these woolly ideas, that's for sure. We have to stick to the system we know.
But that system isn't working. Or at least it won't do for much longer.
Right, that's it. I've heard enough.
Oh, where are you going?
Out for some fresh air. So I don't have to listen to any more of this hogwash.
Oh. Should I go after him?
No, Mum. No, leave it. I didn't think it'll make any difference.
Well, it might do.
No, he's made his mind up, and he's not going to budge.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Oh, it's not your fault. Why did I ever think I could drag this farm into the 21st century?
Because you're passionate about it. It's one of your great strengths.
Well, it clearly doesn't work against the brick wall of Brian's opinions.
Oh, you know what he's like. He could still change his mind.
Mm. But he won't.
And then that seagull tried to pinch our chips.
He nearly had them and all.
Oh, it sounds like you two had a great time.
Oh, it's been smashing, Emma. Best day in ages.
And it ain't over yet.
No?
No, Clary love, it ain't.
You still there, Joe?
Oh, no, just coming.
Is everything under control?
Yeah, yeah, don't worry.
What are you two whispering about?
Where's the happy couple then?
Eh? Here, Joe. Shine your torch over here.
I must get that security light fixed.
Right, I can see you. Now, if you'd like to follow me.
Well, and we're going inside?
Not yet. There's another surprise coming.
Oh, don't think I'd take any more.
I think you'll like this one.
Dinner will be served at 6:30, if that's okay. Otherwise, the kids will get hungry.
Dinner?
Yeah, we better get cracking then. Come on.
Where are we going?
If Sore and Madam would kindly walk this way.
Oh, look at all the fairy lights. You'd never recognise the old cider shed, would you?
No, it would take no day to get everything ready.
Oh, there's little candles in jars.
What do you think of it all?
It's lovely, Eddie. Everything's lovely.
So we got drinks and nibbles all laid out. You've done a grand job, Dad.
Oh, it wasn't just me. Edward, William and George all helped. They should be here in a minute.
It's amazing. I think I need to sit down.
You deserve it, love.
Well, this is where you sit. Over here on the chaise lawn.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Oh, Eddie. Look at the banner up there.
Oh, happy anniversary, Clary and Eddie. Oh. I didn't even ask for that.
No, you sit down, Eddie. Come on. Now, what would you like for an aperitif, eh? Apple juice? Cider? Or how about a nice drop of apple brandy?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Mm.
Will and Nick got home all right.
Oh, William reckon they'll be rolling the kids back. They ate so much.
Well, you did a fantastic job, Emma.
Oh, thanks.
Fancy us having turkey in November.
Well, the Yanks do it all the time. That was the whole point. We thought we'd easy sell half a dozen.
Well, it's a good job you had this one left over.
And the rest.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have had our Grundy Thanksgiving anniversary dinner.
Oh, it was perfect. How long have you been cooking for?
Almost the day. I did a big pumpkin pie for the tea room as well.
You must be exhausted.
Nick did quite a lot too, so I'm okay.
Well, my turn tomorrow.
Anyway, I can relax now.
That's true.
Dad had a good time, didn't he?
He made a very good waiter. It's been so much nicer than going to a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the old day's been wonderful. From start to finish.
When's pudding?
You've already had it, Dad.
Oh, what was it?
A lovely pumpkin pie.
And Nick did a gorgeous chantilly cream to go with it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, I am lucky to have such clever daughters-in-law.
Oh. I was having a lovely dream about puddings.
You carry on then, Dad.
All right, I suppose I'd better go and finish the washing up.
Oh, no. Emma, you've done enough already.
Yeah, Edward can do it when he comes back down. You deserve a break.
No, it's OK. It won't take long.
No, let me do it later, love.
It's your day off, Clary. Remember, you're not doing anything.
You can't argue with that.
Well, maybe not. Just this once.
So, have you enjoyed today?
Of course I have. After 35 years, you can still surprise me, Eddie Grundy. Even if it isn't always in a good way.
Yeah, I know. You're the best wife in the world just for putting up with me, I reckon.
That's true. Come here, you.
I do love you, Clary.
And I love you too.
Thanks, darling.
Good meeting, Lillian.
Oh, Rob. Didn't know you were here. Have you got a meeting with Justin?
Yeah, is he free?
He's just making a phone call, but he won't be long.
Oh, OK, thanks for letting me know.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
By the way, Lillian, I found something. I think it might be yours.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's one of my favourite scarves. Mm.
Actually, I found it at the Dower House when I was picking up some papers for Justin.
Well, I must have left it there last time we had a meeting. Thank you.
Always pays to be discreet.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know how people talk.
Not really sure what you're talking about.
After all, reputation is everything in this business, especially for a person like Justin.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, a lot of people out there wouldn't be so liberal.
I really ought to get on.
Of course. Goodbye, Lillian. Hello?
Rob, it's Alan Franks here. You left a message for me.
Yes, thanks for ringing back, Alan. Are you in later? I need to see you.
Sounds like they had a great time, even if the weather wasn't perfect.
Oh, good.
Clary reckoned it was the best anniversary they've had in years. Oh, did I tell you about the dresses I bought for our family photograph?
Yes, you did mention something.
Oh, I'm not sure about any of them, though.
It can be very difficult.
The fuchsia was definitely the best.
It's not the easiest colour to carry on.
Well, that's what I thought. So I went back this morning and got a couple more. Buttercup and magenta.
Isn't magenta quite similar to fuchsia?
Oh, no. And it's a completely different style. The sales assistant said it had just the right hint of décolleté.
I see.
Oh, men are so lucky, aren't they? All they have to do is turn up in a suit.
Oh, yes, they are. Just look at Kirsty as Miss November. Mm. She looks so radiant, doesn't she? Completely unaware of all the trials and tribulations to come.
Oh, I suppose so.
Situation with Helen must have been such an ordeal. But she's come through it so well.
Oh, it wasn't easy for a lot of people.
No, but being there and then having to give evidence...
Well, Neil did his bit too, as Helen's character witness.
Yes, of course. Sadly, it was always going to be too much to ask Helen to be in Mother Goose.
No. Well, it's been a while since she performed, hasn't it?
Mm. But I am hoping for big things from Tom and Kirsty as Colin and Colinette. Mm.
At least they don't have to carry the show.
No, that's Kenton, of course. Ably supported by the likes of your good self and Lillian.
Will tonight's rehearsal be a long one?
Well, there is a lot of ground to cover, Susan, and we do have only 5 weeks. And, well, I have to say, last night's rehearsal was rather a disaster.
Oh, why is that?
Oh, Kenton and Toby were both late. And Toby's mind was obviously on other things, and Kenton ended up improvising rather more than I was comfortable with.
I'm sure you'll be able to pull it together.
Thank you, Susan. One does one's best, of course, and one certainly hopes one's efforts are never taken for granted.
Oh, I'm sure no one does that. Anyway, I think we should shut up shop now. No one's going to be coming in at this time.
Yes, all right. Oh, but Susan, I did just want to say how much I'm looking forward to your Queen Eleonora.
Oh, me too.
I just know that you'll command that stage.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't suppose you've managed to learn your lines yet?
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. What with everything else going on, I haven't had a chance.
Mm. But you have at least made a start.
Oh, yes. Me and Neil had a look through them the other night.
Oh, good.
I don't know how you managed to write all those clever rhymes.
Well, I did have some time on my hands while I was away.
Anyway, look, you cash up and I'll sort out the back.
Certainly.
Have you got any lemons, Linda?
Oh, they're with the other fruit down here.
Wouldn't be a G&T without one.
Lillian, you have remembered tonight's rehearsal starts at 7 o'clock.
Tonight?
It is on the schedule.
Do I have to come?
Of course you do.
Couldn't I catch up next time?
No, Lillian, you can't. The role of the good fairy is absolutely pivotal. You simply have to be there.
Well, it'd only be this once. I promise I'll come to all the others, but I must dash.
Oh, please, Lillian, don't let me down. You don't know what a nightmare it's been simply getting this show on the road in the first place.
All right, darling, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the cider club tomorrow night.
Neil.
Yeah, it's days like today when that cold goes right through to your marrow.
You can't go.
Eh?
Cider is full of sugar.
Oh.
The photo shoot is next week. Can't you stick to your diet until then?
Yeah, I suppose so.
No. What do you think of this dress?
Oh, it's a bit bright.
It's supposed to be. Like a buttercup on a summer's day.
Isn't it a bit, revealing?
Of course not.
Well, after all that fuss over the calendar...
Oh, for goodness sake, Neil. This is nothing like that. For a start, I was completely naked then.
No, of course. That looks lovely on you.
It's a good job I've got the figure for it. It's definitely the best so far.
How many have you bought now?
Five? It's okay. I took the green one back. So long as I don't cut the labels out, I can take the others back too.
Oh, good.
It's got to be within a month, though. Oh, and don't forget the commission Emma got for the photographer.
Yeah, I know.
That paid for the children's clothes. So you can't really go on about the money.
I wasn't.
After all, it was your idea in the first place. Now, did you go where I told you to get that haircut?
Yes, Susan, I did.
And did they trim your eyebrows?
Yes, though I drew the line at a manicure.
Oh, Neil.
Well, it's ridiculous in my line of work.
You should make Jazza and Johnny do all the manual work from now on. You are the manager, after all.
Yes, I know.
I hope Ed makes an effort.
Emma said he will.
Christopher will look good, of course, but... Neil, you are getting changed, aren't you?
Yes, Susan.
Remember we got rehearsal tonight?
Well, what about you? You're not wearing that dress, are you?
Oh, no. Do you really think it's too revealing?
So where's everyone else?
This is exactly what I was saying. People are being far too casual about these rehearsals.
I could have been at home trying to...
That's my motto. Be prepared. You won't be caught unawares. I'm sure you recognise the line, of course.
No.
Well, it is one of yours.
Look, will I be able to get away early?
At this rate, we might as well pack up and go home.
See, I really ought to go and see...
Tell me, Lillian, have I talked to you about the significance of the Good Fairy?
No, but perhaps we could do that another...
I see her as the conscience of the drama, the rock upon whom all others depend.
Was it a good idea to call her Titania, though?
What?
Isn't it a bit odd, calling the bailiffs Bottom and Quince?
Oh, I must have given you an early draft by mistake. It was merely a conceit in recognition of the Bard's 400th anniversary. I don't know how it slipped through.
Look, if no one else...
No, Lillian, no. I'm sure they're on their way.
We're not too early, are we?
Where are the others?
Is anyone else outside?
No.
But we're scheduled to start at 7 o'clock. You didn't pass any other cast members on their way.
No. We did see Rob driving past.
Not that he's in it, of course.
No, thank goodness.
Did Justin say he was going to be late, Lillian?
Why are you asking me? Doesn't tell me about his personal life.
No, well, we'll just have to trust they're here soon. Right. Let's do a breathing exercise first.
Ooh, hang on, Linda. Let's get our coats off.
I'm sorry.
I'm hardly in any scenes with these two, am I?
Please, Lillian, it's not about who's in your
scene. Here they are.
Right, that's it. I want everybody here on time from now on and no excuses.
Would you like to come through to my study or...
We're all right here, aren't we?
Yeah, of course. How about a drink? I've got some beer in the fridge.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, sit down. A moment to collect your thoughts?
I don't need a moment. It's the report. It's completely biased.
Right.
She's obviously happy to throw any half-baked theory she can think of at it and then make sure the mud sticks.
So you're not happy with it?
Of course not. No sane person would be.
Well, would you like to tell me more about it?
Well, it's full of rubbish. Like, I'm consumed by my own self-importance, resentful and constantly feeling underappreciated.
That's only one person's opinion, of course.
Yeah, they'll all believe her. God, it was a waste of time even coming here.
No, it's never a waste of time, Rob. talking about what's bothering you.
But Helen's done it again, hasn't she? She's manipulated this woman doctor just like she does everyone else.
Oh, do you really believe that?
Yes. And it's not just her, it's all those damned archers together.
Seeking to attach blame is a perfectly natural response.
Can you blame me for blaming other people?
No. But have you thought about forgiveness as the best way forward?
Forgiveness? When they've taken my boys away, why should I forgive anyone?
Without forgiveness, how can you or Helen hope for change?
There is no way I will ever forgive Helen.
Well, you're obviously concerned about the children.
No, you could say that.
No, think about the effect all this anger between you and Helen is having on them. Perhaps the love you both share for the boys can help you find a way to move on.
Moving on means gaining full access to my son. Nothing else will do.
Yeah, unfortunately, that
woman
may not be...
won't let me.
Remember, Rob, it's not just about you and Helen. No, lots of other people have been affected too.
I knew it was a waste of time thinking you'd understand.
You say you can never forgive Helen, but your job as a parent doesn't stop or start on the say-so of a judge or a psychologist, and nor does hers. Between the two of you, you have to work out the best way to be parents to Jack for the rest of your lives. That can't be done by being at loggerheads with each other.
Oh, please, Vicar, spare me the platitudes.
No, listen to me, Rob. You can't change what's already happened, but you can change yourself. You can change the future. Both of you can. But only if you're willing to try.
Morning, Lillian.
You haven't seen Tony, have you?
Afraid no.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I just popped in to see Clary. I think she's still coming down from our anniversary.
Oh, yes. Sounds like you gave her a real treat, Eddie.
Oh, walking along the beach at Bournemouth. You can't beat it.
I thought Tony might be tinkering with his tractor.
Oh, hold up. I think Susan said something about him and Pat going into Borchester.
Did you say when they'd be back?
By lunchtime, apparently.
For Rob's contact visit later.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe you can catch him before that.
Yeah, I hope so.
You coming to the Cider Club?
Oh, is it tonight?
Yeah, any time from six on.
I don't know, Eddie. It all depends.
On what?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, only... We're doing market research into the Borsetshire Beauty single variety. The more people we get, the better.
Sounds tempting, but we'll see.
Yeah, you look as though you could do with cheering up.
Yeah, it's very true, but I'm not sure your cider's the answer.
Oh, works every time for me.
The swelling's definitely less pronounced.
He's come on a treat ever since that lady friend of yours did her magic on him.
It was hardly magic, Joe. More like state-of-the-art technology.
Still magic to me. He very nearly broke into a trot the other day.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, reckon he still needs the last dose?
Yeah, I think so. You'll need to ask Anisha.
Ah, fair enough.
I'll have a word with her if you like.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind. He wants to hang on to that new assistant of yours, Alistair Lloyd.
She's not my assistant, Joe.
Oh, she's good, though. And she don't charge the earth, neither.
I think it's helped her, having Bartleby as a guinea pig.
He ain't no guinea pig.
No, of course not. Okay, Joe.
Maybe you could learn a thing or two from her.
Perhaps I could.
Oh, you're never too old to learn new tricks, are you?
So they say.
Don't suppose you're interested in coming to the Cider Club this evening, eh?
That's a kind offer, Joe. Unfortunately, I've got a prior engagement.
Ah, shame. Maybe you could ask that assistant of yours. It'd be a good way to meet new friends.
She's not my assistant, Joe. Remember?
Whatever she is, then. She'd enjoy it.
That's it. Oh, come on now. Be good for Daddy.
That doesn't usually work.
If I want your advice, Tony, I'll ask for it. There. There, that's better, isn't it? I can't bear it when people suggest a dummy.
No.
Disgusting habit. Just an excuse for lazy parents. There. see, that's much better. Good boy. I presume by now you've seen the work of fiction that psychologist has come up with?
We can't talk about it.
Pretty obvious where Helen's been digging her oar in.
Rob, if you don't stop, I'll take him away.
No, you can't do that.
Watch
me. Okay, okay, I won't say another word.
You better not.
Yeah. You're a clever boy, aren't you? Yes, you are.
He really doesn't like that.
I won't tell you again either, Tony.
Yes, all right.
By the way, something came up in the office the other day. I'd be fascinated to hear your take on it.
What's that, then?
It's always a good idea to keep an eye on the sheep's feet, Elizabeth.
Well, Reg is usually pretty good at that.
Everything else looks fine.
So a clean bill of health?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's a relief. I do wonder sometimes about keeping the rare breeds going.
They're still pretty popular, aren't they?
Yeah, especially in summer. And how would we do our nativity scene otherwise?
Gosh, yes, Christmas. Comes round so quickly.
Oh, tell me about it. We're in full swing with Deck the Hall from this weekend. Oh,
good luck with that.
Thanks. And now, tell me about this new partner of yours.
Has Shula been talking?
Well, she seems very keen on her.
So's Joe Grundy.
You couldn't ask for a higher recommendation than that.
Actually, nothing's been confirmed yet. I might still go with Lovell James.
I think I know which one Shula prefers.
Well, we'll see. Either way, should be a change for the better. But Anisha would certainly help with the equine market.
Oh, no wonder Shula likes her.
How are Freddie and Lily getting on?
Oh, Lily's fine. She's having a whale of a time at college, made lots of friends.
And how did Freddie's retake go?
Fingers crossed he's done enough to pass, but you can tell. How about Dan? Did he have a good birthday?
He squeezed in a weekend away with Dorothy before heading off to celebrate Cambrai with the regiment.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, hi, Richard.
Hello, Alistair.
Afternoon. I'd better get off, actually.
Oh, was it something I said?
Not at all. I'll see you both soon.
OK. Thanks again for doing our check-up.
No problem.
So, what brings you out here?
Had a house call nearby. Just thought I'd drop in and say hello.
It's nice.
Actually, I was wondering if you'd care to join me for a spot of lunch.
Yes. Why not? I've got some time before the German market people are due.
Splendid.
Why should I care who Lillian's in a relationship with?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me either.
Then why bring it up?
Oh, come on now, you. That's enough. No good reason for this.
He's teething.
That's your opinion.
No, it's a fact.
I just assumed you already knew about her and Justin.
Yes, of course I did. She mentioned it a while back.
Of course. Oh, no. It's okay, little one. No need to cry.
Shh. Let me take him.
No, I'll deal with this. Now you just ignore that nasty broken glass.
Give him to me, for heaven's sake. You're making it worse.
You cannot tell me what to do with him.
Rob, this is stupid.
He's my son, and you're not getting your hands on him until our time's up.
Oh, yes, okay, I get it. But think of Jack.
Now, is this cafe really the best place for this? Or is it because you want to make everything as difficult for me as you can?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. When your contact goes down to once a month, it won't be such a problem, will it?
Weren't you going to come with Shula to Madame Butterfly at one point?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you were.
No. Oh, well, we had a lovely time that evening, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We were all so delighted when you came back to Ambridge.
It's been wonderful being back.
Really?
Well, you and Shula have both been so helpful. You're very close sisters, aren't you?
Yes, I suppose we are.
It was really uncanny, the way you knew that brooch would make the perfect birthday present for her.
We've always had similar tastes. It's exciting news about her becoming a joint master of the hunt, isn't it?
I suppose so. It's not really my thing, to be honest.
I wonder if she'll get more involved with the cricket next season.
How do you mean?
Doing the tees, like she used to.
Oh, well, she might. I think Fallon's stolen a march on her.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Poor Shula. I think she sometimes gives the impression that life's passing her by.
Oh, but that's not true.
Well, I hope not.
And now she's becoming a joint master and Alistair's selling his practice, or at least half of it. Things are really looking up for them.
Oh, you're right.
Life's not passing her by at all.
Oh, sorry. I only say that because I'm so fond of her. And you know her much better than I do.
Evidently.
So have you got anything lined up for the twins' birthday?
I've offered them a big party, but neither seem very keen.
They probably want to do their own thing.
Well, as it's their 17th, I thought about getting them a car.
Oh, lucky them.
But I'm not sure. Right now, I'd just like to see Freddie more settled and happy again.
I'm sure he'll be all right. He's a bright lad.
Yeah, I hope so.
I dread to think of Sasha being unleashed in a car. When does the skating rink open?
In a few days.
I'll have to see about bringing her along again.
Please do. I'm sorry, Richard, but I really ought to get on.
Oh, me too. You know what I said about Shula?
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
No, it was a silly thing to say. I think I may have made another silly mistake as well.
What's that?
Yeah, I said I'd go to the Grundy's Cider Club tonight for a special tasting.
Oh, dear. Yes, I think you might.
Really?
Well, with them, anything involving the word special probably means it's lethal.
Oh.
Jim says it's a smooth, mellow taste with a hint of almond.
Almond? Okay, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's what he said.
Oh, let's have a look. So Jezza reckons it's a good crike. It's got a kick like a... Oh, we can't read that.
It's just as well done. It's a bit rude. Oh. Well, at least he liked
it. Oh, they all did.
Yeah, they polished it off quick enough.
Fat Paul said he had to go home.
Already? Where's his stamina?
I think I'm the last one.
Have you told us what you think?
I think so. But if I haven't... It says terrific.
Ah. Oh, that'll do nicely.
Am I too late?
No, you're fine, Lillian.
Better late than never.
Good evening, Lillian.
Hello, Richard.
I'm afraid you've missed the best stuff, but we've still got the usual.
Oh, that'll do.
Will you do the honours, Dad?
Coming up.
Do we get anything in return for giving our good opinions?
Oh, not you as well. Jim and Robert were trying that on earlier.
There's fair, though.
There's one for you and all, Doc.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I've probably had enough.
Go on.
No, all right.
At least you ain't going to start a fight.
Why? Did someone...
Near enough. Jazza kept telling us we had to give him the angel share or something.
Yeah, I had hold you apart, didn't I?
Actually, I think it might have gone to my head a bit. Can you show me where the loo is?
Follow me.
Better keep an eye on him, Dad. People don't realise how powerful this stuff is.
Well, I'm rather hoping for some anaesthetic qualities myself.
Oh, that bad, eh?
Afraid so.
Oh, any luck with finding Tony earlier?
No, he was late back and in a rush, so I didn't catch him. Now it's almost certainly too late.
Oh, that sounds serious.
Very probably. I love the decorations, by the way.
Oh, thanks. They were for a... What now, Dad?
It's Dr. Locke. He sat down and he won't get up again.
Oh, I told him to take it easy.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lillian. I'd better go.
No. Don't worry, Eddie. I'll go and see if he's all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, tar very much. Saves me a job.
Well, it's been a good night, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it has. Lots of good feedback about the Borsetshire Beauty single variety.
All we got to do now is make sure the next batch tastes as good as this one.
If not better. Yeah. Here's to next year's vintage. Cheers.
Cheers.
Is that the batch we tried last night?
Yep.
See the label? Toby's Gin, November 2016, batch 2.
What do you think?
It's a bit dull.
Yeah, could do with being a bit more sexy.
Nice colour, though.
Oh, damned with faint praise.
Do you think it matters that it doesn't taste the same as the last lot?
Nah, shows it's authentically artisan.
I suppose so.
The only reason factory products always come out the same is because they're not real living food.
You make it sound like it's going to crawl out the bottle.
No, you know what I mean, Pip.
What are you drawing?
Oh, it's nothing.
No, come on, Toby. Is that meant to be a house?
It's Rickyard, our production base.
A three-year-old could do better than that.
Oh, thanks.
No, I'm sorry. But if it ever gets that far, I'd hire a graphic artist.
What do you mean, if it ever gets that far?
No, sorry, of course it will.
Yeah. I thought Robert and Linda might like a taste, seeing as I used some stuff from their garden.
You were late for rehearsal last night, weren't you?
Yeah, so a little buttering up wouldn't go amiss.
Does she like gin, though?
Well, who doesn't? Plus, they're bound to be interested in seeing how their garden contributed.
Well, good luck with that. Right, I need to get going.
Where are you off to?
The Herbal Lays, my little oasis that keeps me going.
Okay, see you later.
Of course, Kenton's great strength has always been his comic timing.
Mm-hmm. He's very good.
Definitely want to make the most of that.
Definitely.
And I do hope it wasn't a mistake, casting Tom and Kirsty together. There doesn't seem to be any real chemistry between them.
It's early days. You'll make it work.
Yes.
I'm always very impressed, Lindy, by your ability to constantly rework your material.
Oh, thank you, Robert. It is a constant process of evolution.
I'm sure even Darwin would be impressed.
Besides, the story of Mother Goose is merely a template onto which each artist imprints their vision. Now then, what do you think of this?
OK, go on.
It's the first scene between the demon squire and the good fairy.
Justin and Lillian?
Yes. If you don't get out of my way, then I will surely make you pay. Now, the fairy. You may bluster and you may huff. Try it on and I'll call your bluff.
Yeah. Very good. Well done.
Well, I'm hoping for a little frisson, seeing as they work together.
Aren't the characters supposed to be enemies?
Well, yes, at first, but... Oh, what is that? Hello?
Hi, Linda.
Oh, Toby, hello.
I was wondering if I could pop over this evening. I've got an idea for the show I'd like to run past you.
Well, we could talk about it now.
If it's okay, I'd rather come and see you later. I've actually got a gift for you as well.
Hi, Pip.
Adam, what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, is everything okay?
Not exactly.
Oh?
Basically, Ryan's calling time on the Herbal Lays.
Why?
He says the margins are too small. We're not making enough money and it's all too experimental.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
We've got a reprieve until spring. I'm not holding my breath.
No, but surely he can see... Well, I mean, what about the farm walk? It was amazing.
I know.
And all those people raving about what a great project it is and...
He's turned a deaf ear.
Well, we have to tell him again. Make him listen.
I've tried several times. So's Mum.
Oh, there must be something.
I'm sorry, Pip.
Well, I'll talk to him.
You're welcome to try, but it won't get you anywhere.
Well, you don't know that.
I'm afraid I know Brian better than you. And once he's made his mind up, he won't budge.
But if we've got until next spring...
It won't make any difference.
Well, so that's it? Well, it's over.
More or less.
What a complete waste of time and money.
No. No, Pep. It's been a good experience. And you've made a bit of money, but now it's time to move on.
Well, I don't want to move on.
Look, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings and all that. I'll catch you later.
Hi, it's Toby. Leave a message after the beep and I'll get back to you. Unless it's boring.
Toby, why aren't you there?
You're not busy, are you?
No, it's fine. Have a seat.
Thanks.
I tried to get hold of you yesterday.
Yes, Eddie mentioned.
Drink?
No, I'm okay. I would have phoned last night, but then Tom called. He's up in Newcastle for this conference.
That's a long journey.
Yeah. It's all part of the scholarship.
Oh, right.
I presume you've heard.
About you and Justin?
Yeah. Did Rob...
He did.
I would have preferred you to hear it from me first. Not that it makes any difference.
No. How long's it been going on?
Quite a while. Before Justin ever thought about employing him.
When did Rob find out?
I don't know exactly, but he could barely contain himself when he told me.
Oh, I bet.
Like the cat who's got the cream.
Oh, Lillian, what have you done?
And this is by way of a thank you for letting me use the botanicals in your garden.
I'm not sure letting is the right word, since we were completely unaware of it.
No. Well, as I said, if you'd been there, of course.
I shall have to have a word with Eddie.
Oh, go on, Lindy. I think it's very generous of Toby. After all, what's a few herbs between friends?
Well, yes, I suppose so. Is it gin?
That's what it says on the label.
Oh, yes. Toby's gin.
I'm not actually selling it yet, until I get a licence.
Very wise.
I'm keen to see what people think first.
We'd better try it, then. After all, the sun is over the yardarm.
Robert, it's still a little early.
It'll help with the creative flow.
I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
And you have been hard at it all day.
Oh, very well. But just a small one.
Right, back in a jiffy.
Now tell me, which botanicals exactly did you use?
Well, if you'll forgive me, Linda, I'd rather not give away trade secrets.
But... since they were our botanicals in the first place...
Not all of them, just a couple. Some wild thyme and winter savoury. I got the rest elsewhere.
I see. Well, now, tell me about your idea for Mother Goose.
Ah, right. OK, well, I used to do a bit of busking years ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, juggling, mostly.
Do you go on?
Oh, well, I was thinking maybe there's a way we could get some juggling into the show. With the golden eggs, perhaps?
I'm not entirely sure how that would work.
Well, you know, there was talk of doing a talent show instead of a panto.
Oh, don't remind me.
I think the less said about that, the better.
No, I can see why you opted for the panto in the end.
Here we are.
But how about if we did a talent show with members of the cast? Say, two or three short acts just before the interval?
Right, then.
Hold on, Robert.
The audiences love that sort of thing, and you could have judges, just like on X Factor. Then the audience vote in the interval and we see who's won when they come back.
We could never let it become bigger than the show, of course.
No, of course.
Very on trend.
Yes. Yes, it might just work.
As long as you've got enough people with genuine talent. Now, let's try this gin, shall we?
Great. Bottoms up.
That's rather good, actually.
Mm, I can feel the thyme coming through.
Excellent.
Slips down very easily.
Are you really going to call it Toby's gin?
I'm open to other suggestions.
Well, then how about Ambridge Dry?
No, I've got a much better idea. In honour of our dearly departed friend, why don't we call it Scruff?
Pep wasn't surprised when I told her.
Were you?
Not really, I suppose.
Living down to expectations, eh?
Lillian, it's none of my business who you choose to have affairs with.
You make me sound like some latter-day Mata Hari.
Do you think it's going to last?
Who knows? When he first told me about taking on Rob, I did tell him how uncomfortable I was.
Uncomfortable?
Well, actually, I was pretty bloody
angry.
So
when your boss... Oh, sorry, your lover employed the man who raped and abused Helen...
Yes, I know. But there was nothing I could say or do that would change his mind.
Did you even try?
Well, of course I did, Tony. I pleaded with him not to take Rob on.
What did he say?
Well, that it was purely a business decision and that Rob was the best man for the job.
Unbelievable.
Well, as far as Justin's concerned, he hasn't been convicted of anything.
I've a good mind to go and tell him just exactly what Rob did to Helen.
I already have, but he's like Brian, isn't he? He never backs down.
But what the hell do you see in him, Lillian? Is it the money, the power?
I'm so sorry, Tony. Oh. I know how bad this seems.
No, hang on. It's already happening, isn't it? This is exactly what Rob wants.
How do you mean?
He wants to drive us apart, and that way he can keep hurting Helen. But I'm damned if I'm going to let him.
No.
I can't say I'm happy about what's going on between you and Justin, but the thought of Rob using it against us is far worse.
Yes, you're right.
Do you think Rob's told Justin that he knows?
Oh, you know, he's not that stupid.
No, probably not. So maybe we can use this to our advantage instead.
But the cattle are healthy. They're growing really well.
I know, Pip.
The management costs are low.
And the soil's improving all the time. You don't have to tell me.
Well, I just don't understand why Brian won't listen.
You and me both.
Well, what if we see him together?
It still won't work. The more you push, the harder he digs his heels in.
It's so frustrating.
I know it's hard to hear, but there really is no point.
Okay, Adam, I'll stop bothering you.
No, it's okay. I understand.
Bye then.
Hey, Pip! How are you doing?
Oh, Toby!
Hey. Oh, what's the matter?
Everything.
Oh, hey, come here. Mm.
Hey. The mob grazing's finished.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, it is. Brian's pulling the plug on it.
What? But he can't do that.
Yes, he can. He doesn't understand that farming has got to change if it's going to survive.
Well, if you do have to give up, you can always find something else, like I've had to.
It's not that easy.
Now I'm out of the geese and eggs, it means I can do the gin instead.
You don't get it,
and
do you?
There's always Ambridge aerial film. Sometimes you've got to think out of the box, eh?
I just don't understand why Brian's doing it.
Okay, I get it. You're upset.
Oh, you think?
And there's no chance Brian will change his mind?
No, he doesn't care what anyone else thinks. Oh, Toby.
There's definitely a couple I want you to take a look at.
Okay, David. When's a good time to come over?
You tell me.
Well, got a few things booked in. But how about later this afternoon? 3-ish?
Sounds good to me. I don't suppose you'll be bringing the new vet, will you?
Why? What have you heard?
Oh, only that Shula thinks she'd be a tremendous asset to the business.
Yeah, she probably would, but nothing's been decided yet.
Fair enough. You must be looking forward to having more time on your hands, though.
Well, if that happens, yeah, it'll be great. It'll be good to share the load at any rate.
Right. Well, you can tell me more about it later.
Will do.
Right, bye then. Pip!
Hi, Dad.
Hey. I'm sorry to hear the bad news.
Oh, who told you?
Adam. Saw him in the bull last night. He seems pretty fed up.
That's a bit of an understatement as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I know. He put an awful lot into that mob grazing.
Well, I don't think Brian gets just how much his decisions affect other people.
Oh, I think he does.
Well, anyway, it isn't all done and dusted. We've got till the spring to change his mind.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Oh, I know. Adam says there's not much chance.
Look, yeah. You'll have to think of it as a steep learning curve.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, I'm guessing Toby's still in bed?
No. Actually, he got a call last night about a potential job for Ambridge Aerial Films.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. He went off early this morning to meet them.
Oh, well, good luck to him.
Look, I know you don't believe in him, Dad, but I do. So, get used to it.
Pip, if I could see any real evidence that he isn't just freeloading off you and indulging in vanity projects, I would find it a lot easier.
You just don't like him, and you never will.
Has this film company of his ever had any actual paid work?
He did the promotional video for The Hens.
Yeah, it wasn't paid, though, and it was for himself.
It takes time to get established. And this contact last night sounded really promising.
All right, look at Josh. He may have messed up big time over the eggs with Neil and Haley.
Yeah, right.
But at least he's getting his act together now.
Well, so what are you saying? That Toby can't do that as well?
I don't know.
But you just wait and see. Toby's going to surprise you one day.
Oh, he already has, several times.
No, he could come up with the most brilliant idea in the world and you still wouldn't give him credit, would you?
Frankly, no, because it isn't going to happen.
Why do you say that? You don't know that.
If he had even half the commitment of his brother, I might believe in him more.
No, sorry, I can't do this conversation anymore.
Pip? Pip? Oh, Pip. Why can't you see what everyone else can?
Hi, Alistair.
Oh, I didn't hear you come in.
What if I'd been a burglar?
Oh, we don't get many round here, thank goodness.
I tried ringing.
Sorry, I must have missed it. Did you leave a message?
The voicemail wasn't switched on.
It's hopeless when Denise isn't here.
No, your voicemail on your mobile.
Oh, I don't know how that happened.
Anyway, I'm seeing some people in Felpersham and I thought I'd drop in.
Okay.
How about a drink tonight? On my way back, we could catch up?
Yes, good idea. I've been meaning to call you.
Oh, yes?
In fact, have you got time for a chat now?
Actually, sorry. I don't think I have.
Don't worry. We can save it for this evening.
Great. Is 6 okay? At the pub on the green?
The Bull? Yeah, perfect.
See you later, then.
You've got a big fan in Joe Grundy, by the way.
I'm glad to hear it. Perhaps you can introduce me to a few more local characters tonight.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult. They're everywhere in this village.
Come by, Tig. Good boy. Oh, come on. Answer this time.
Hi, Pip!
Toby, at last?
Yeah, sorry, I've been busy.
Oh, of course. How's it been going?
Well, you'll never believe it. At first, it seemed okay, nice people. But then it quickly became obvious what they're making is some sort of weird, arty skin flick.
Oh, well, that sounds tacky.
No, well, I don't know. But the main thing is they're art students and they've got no money. They thought I'd help them for free.
Oh, no way.
Yes, yeah, so that was a complete waste of time.
Where are you now?
Oh, I'm doing a bit of market research.
It sounds like you're in a bar.
No, there's a couple of small-scale distilleries near here. I'm just catching up on a few ideas.
Look, you are in a bar, aren't you?
Well, yeah. It kind of goes with the territory.
Well, don't go over the limit.
I won't.
When are you coming home?
Sometime this afternoon. Why? Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I've had better weeks, though. At least it's nearly over.
Yeah, how about a drink at the Bull when I get back?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, then maybe a takeaway. Watch a film. Have an early night.
Sounds good to me.
You see, Dr. Fairbrother always knows best.
I hear Usha's having Blossom Hill deep cleaned today.
Yeah, so I believe. All right, girl. Good girl. Now, I'm not surprised. Rob left it in quite a mess, apparently.
Well, even then, would you fancy moving in?
No, I would not. Well, she's going to find it difficult to let with that history.
Bad time of year, too.
Yeah. No, Ruth reckons she's pretty much resigned to nothing happening till the spring.
Poor Usha.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Easy, girl. Easy.
Always good to catch mastitis early if you can.
Yeah. So here Dan's off on another jolly.
Oh, yeah. Cambrai this time, celebrating the regiment's finest hour.
Ah. Must be a lot of centenaries at the moment.
Well, that sense of history is very important.
Lest we forget.
That's it. Good girl. Then he's off to Canada again.
Oh, what's that for?
Oh, he's on an exchange program with a regiment over there.
Ooh, lucky chap.
Nearly done. What's Josh up to at the moment?
Oh, well, you know he's expanding the free-range eggs.
Really?
Yeah. Now that the upper-class eggs business has folded, he's talking about putting a conventional unit with a shed up at Hollertree.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. Well, I'm really hoping he's back on track now.
So, if the free-range hens are based at Hollertree, does that mean he's still working with the Fairbrothers?
Well, with Rex, yeah. The plan is for Rex to manage the unit when Josh goes to university next year.
Well, I bet you're glad it's not Toby.
Too right. Do you know, he came and asked if I had any work the other day.
Dream on. And presumably you've heard this latest idea of his.
I'm not sure I have.
Oh, Kenton mentioned it when I saw him earlier.
Go on, surprise me.
Sorry, Toby. I just don't feel very sociable.
Yeah, that's okay. You still on for a takeaway?
Yeah, though we've had a lot of Chinese and Indians lately. Maybe we could go for a Thai this time?
All right. The world's our oyster.
Oh, excuse me.
That's all right, after you. Oh, wait, don't I know you from somewhere?
I don't think so.
He says that to every woman he meets.
Quite a chat-up line.
No. I do know you. You were with Alistair the other week.
That's true.
Oh, you must be the new vet Joe Grundy's been going on about.
Mr. Grundy is my biggest fan. I should put him on commission.
Well, I'm Pip.
Yeah, Alistair's her uncle.
Right. Well, I'm Anisha.
And I'm Toby.
Alistair isn't here, is he? We're supposed to be meeting.
Perfect timing. Here he is.
And we're just going.
Well, don't let us keep you then.
Cheers, Alistair. Nice to meet you, Anisha.
Well, bye then.
I see you've started getting to know the locals.
I've got a flair for that sort of thing. Now, let me get you a drink.
Oh, no, I'll get this.
No, I insist. Besides, it's in my interests to butter you up, isn't it?
There's no need for that.
You know, my value is Felder's report.
Yes, my solicitor told me this morning.
Did they tell you our valuation?
Yes. And let's say it's in the right ballpark.
Are you happy with it?
I think we've got a good basis for negotiation. I've instructed my accountant to get in touch and arrange a formal meeting next week.
Excellent.
Then, hopefully, we can agree a price.
I hope so, too. Wow. Look at all the things this pub's got lined up for Christmas.
It'll be jam-packed in here right through December.
So I see. Christmas quizzes, carol singing and The Great Escape. What on earth's that?
Oh, yeah, the day after Boxing Day. It's a chance for people to get out of the house and escape from family Christmas hell.
Right.
Kenton's idea, no doubt. I'll introduce you to him in a minute. He's the landlord.
Don't tell me you're related to him as well.
Well, as a matter of fact, he's my brother-in-law.
You really are related to everyone, aren't you?
Well, not quite. But it's worth remembering it's a small world round here, and secrets can be very hard to keep.
Pip! Pip, open this door, now!
Dad? What's happened?
Where is it?
Dad, you can't just barge in.
Oh, yes, I can.
David, how nice to see you.
Cut the act, Toby.
Is there a problem?
Toby, don't.
The problem is you, and that still you're hiding in there.
What are you talking about, Dad?
No, it's okay, Pip. Let him in.
Oh, how kind of you.
We've got nothing to hide.
Where is it? Go ahead.
Dad, this is outrageous.
No, Pip. This still is what's outrageous.
You're blowing this out of proportion.
Oh, I don't think so.
I can handle this, Pip.
I would like to say that I don't believe it, but as far as your boyfriend is concerned, anything's possible.
Don't talk about him as if he isn't here.
It's okay. We haven't sold a drop.
We?
All right, me.
No, it is, both of us.
All I've done is make it for our personal consumption and to give away to friends.
Oh, friends, right, like Kenton, who said you want to sell it at the Bull on a regular basis.
Eventually, yes, but I'll get a licence well before that happens.
Of course he will.
Stay out of this, Pip.
David, it's not...
Just how naive are you? Huh? Did it never occur to you that we would find out sooner or later?
Well, I'd hope to keep it under wraps for a bit longer.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you were trying to sell it at the local pub!
That probably wasn't the best idea.
Oh, thanks for the support.
Does Mum know?
Yes, she does. And your gran. She got steam coming out of her ears.
No surprises there.
She wants you thrown off the farm.
But it's just a still.
You do know that what you're doing is completely illegal? You could go to prison!
That's not true. All I've done so far is a few experiments with flavours.
I promise, that's all, Dad.
We're nowhere near a commercial release yet.
Toby, if you had bothered spending 5 minutes checking your facts on the internet, like I have...
Of course I have.
Setting up and operating a still without a licence is against the law in this country. Full stop.
Is it?
Besides, touting it down the Bull is hardly giving it away to friends, is it?
I haven't sold anything yet,
It's not a matter for debate, Toby. Either you get rid of that still immediately or I'm giving you notice to quit. Both of you.
No, but you can't do that.
I've got no choice, Pip. Either the still goes or you both do. Simple as that.
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.